I'm sorry. Always found it so easy to call you the ass. Forgive me, I'm the ass. You know we loved each other. But with such pain, at what cost? It was all done in such haste. We were always fugitives. Vivi sick all the time.
Rough stuff.
I don't sleep very much. Well, sometimes the night watchman at the office lets me in early and we have a cup of tea in the basement.
I say, Tom, man to man.
Hello?
You and Vivi.
Still with you.
The old sort of thing under the sheets.
Beginning to lose you.
I mean, there must have been a good moment. A single second. I take this American lass of mine in Mombasa. We were out on the Maasai Reserve. The old heat gets to you. And I actually rogered her on the grass. And in the far corner of my eye, I saw this dead buffalo. Right there. Now, I've never forgotten the look in that creature's eye to this day. I mean, there must have been one moment like that.
I can't say that there was.
When you think back...
Not one!
God, this coat's heavy.
I shall miss you more than you know.
Oh, you make me blush. I'm such a chump.
No, really, I think the world of you.
I will keep in close touch. Dreadful about birthdays, mine. I'm pretty hot on Christmas cards.
Remember old King Balo?
Those were the days which rhyme. Whatever happened to him?
He got a little quiet. Oh. Negroes have become somewhat fashionable these days.
Oh, shame.
The fratress?
Brother-in-law?
Brother.
Greek.
Latin.
No! It's been splendid knowing you. I feel I've touched history. Well, sort of hung on. Tom.
Here.
What have we done?
1937. The All-Night Chemist, Baker Street.
Oh. Evening, Louise.
Mom.
It's been a frightful day. Couldn't find a hat anywhere. Couldn't get into the bank. Taxis are just impossible in this weather.
But what are you doing here?
I haven't come for a prescription.
No.
I'm on the run.
Come in, Mom. Come in. Sit down, Mum. Now you settle down and tell me, how did you get out?
The home has lodges and gates. They aren't manned all the time. I slip out and flag down a passing car. I've done it before.
Where have you been, Mum?
Well, I went to an art gallery and popped round to the bank. Tonight I had a bite to eat in the Strand. Then I called into a meeting.
I wrote to you, but they sent my letters back. It is that Mr. Elliot, really, isn't it?
Poor Tom.
Poor Viv.
I've been an appalling wife. But we are still locked together. I know what he wants to say. Sometimes he don't plunge. I read in the Times he was speaking tonight about aspects of fascism. Tom adores the fascists. He has some reservations, thinks they're a bit pagan. So I went along dressed like this. I stood up and cheered him. I jumped up on the stage beside him. I said, "Bravo," I said. "Oh, Tom." He understood immediately.
What happened?
These rats and leeches from Faber's rushed round. Then I saw this man, James, in the crowd. He's the one who takes me back to Northumberland House. I ran out into the street.
Like that?
It is the fascist uniform.
Is it now?
I'm so tired.
Well, you can't lie down with all this like on. Here, let's take these things off you. Shall we? Blimey! And it's made of silk. Did you buy it?
Selfridge's. The French counter. I thought if I'm going to be a fascist, I might as well do it in style.
And the rest now. On this. That's right. Oh. I've been doing a bit of studying. The law states, if you could keep out of that home for 30 days, you can ask for the court to set you free. On the grounds you can fend for yourself, like. Now, I've got this friend who's got this houseboat. If I could just get you onto the train in the morning. But do I dare? You sleep, Mum. Safe as ours is, Mum. It'll be all right in the morning. You see if it ain't. Who is it?
William Leonard James.
1947, the Onslow Court Hotel.
Met this wonderful American girl. She danced cabaret in the south of France. Married her instantly. We were inseparable. Durban, Montevideo, the tropics. Mum's died in 1941, alas. Eventually located London, Christmas 1946, grabbed a suite at the Onslow Court Hotel. Dropped in on Vivi at the home.
Vivi?
Hello, Morris.
God!
It's good to see you.
Absolutely.
And you look so fit.
That's Africa.
Lemon?
It looks ace here, doesn't it?
Oh, it is.
And the service?
Oh, ace.
Stunning chandelier.
I love it.
That's the spirit.
Take that seat there. How is Lagos?
Bit sticky. Oh. The powers that be were daft enough to make me chief of police.
Well done.
Then hit a sort of bald patch. High Commission wanted to hold a victory parade. Night before, we had a curfew. I rounded up every dark blighter I could find. Next morning, popped them all round to the Chief Magistrate's court. No Chief Magistrate. I'd locked the rascal up with the others in the curfew.
Oh, dear.
The Commissioner gave me a pretty generous reference in the circumstances. And so, here I am. Mind you, full of plans. Oh, and suddenly, Tom rings up. He's got some funds to invest. Will I help? He's on the shortlist for the Nobel Prize. Positively certain he's got it.
Tom's doing well, isn't he?